In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mary traveled to the hill country of Judea, and she entered the house of the doubting mute priest to bring life and singing. For within her womb she carried him who laid the foundations of the earth and crafted the skies above. He who chose Israel as his own treasured possession and put his name on Jerusalem, the holy city of God. And yet she doesn't greet the priest of God. She greets Elizabeth, for she too has conceived, and that in her old age. Two miraculous pregnancies, the first an old woman, the second a virgin. Today the two meet. Elizabeth represents the old covenant given to the Jews. Mary represents the new. Elizabeth's pregnancy certainly is miraculous, but it still occurred through the natural union of man and woman, which God blessed. And so John, though conceived miraculously, is still a sinner. Conceived miraculously in the Red Sea, the nation of Israel lived underneath Sinai's law. They could not set themselves free. They served a purpose, but that purpose had aged and was coming to an end. Death still ruled. Zechariah's priesthood could not stop it. Judah's monarchy could not usher in the eternal kingdom of God. But today the shadows are seen to be ending. John will be the first to announce it, not with words, but with joyful dancing. The priesthood of Levi must give way to the priesthood of Melchizedek. The lambs must give way to the Lamb of God. And the temple laver must give way to Jordan water. So the old today sings of the new. Aged Elizabeth carries a child, but he must decrease along with the temple and the sacrifices in Sinai and the nation of the Jews and the Sabbath. It all must decrease so that Christ would increase. For they cannot give life, restore the legs of the feeble, quicken the mind, or strengthen the knees. They cannot open the ears of the deaf, the lips of the mute, or the eyes of the blind. The old is passing away. Sinai and the Jews were put in place as guardians until Christ came, for the law imprisoned all men to sin and death. Flesh gives birth to flesh, sinners give birth to sinners. Even though John is miraculously conceived, he cannot bring life to the world. He is not the Christ. He is born as one under the law, who needs a Savior to save him from the curse of the law. For no one will be declared righteous by observing the law, no matter how miraculous his birth. No one born of woman in the natural way can live forever, whether Jew or Gentile. The law cannot last. The old cannot last. The law reveals our miserable condition so that it might point us to the one who can set us free. So the old covenant consigns all to sin, so that all would repent and leave behind the temple, the sacrifices, the nation of the Jews, and look forward to the Messiah. The old points to the new. We would think that the virgin would honor her elder. Instead, Elizabeth honors Mary, and John leaps in honor of Jesus. Mary doesn't even mention Elizabeth, but she sings of her own blessed state for all that the Lord has done for her, while Elizabeth sings of the same. The older must serve the younger so that salvation would be by grace and not by works. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth blesses Mary and the fruit of her womb. Filled with the Holy Spirit, John dances for joy before the Lord, his God and King. For the old covenant was filled with the Holy Spirit, not to maintain sacrifices and temples and nations and priesthood, but to show a yearning for the Christ and his kingdom. In the old, the new is concealed. In the new, the old is revealed. Search the scriptures, for they testify not of old, worn out, aged Elizabeth, not of temples, not of sacrifices, not of priesthood or of Sabbaths and festivals, but they testify of the Son of Mary. Mary is the new. She is an image of the new covenant. Her birth, her conception is also miraculous, but far surpasses Elizabeth's, even as the new covenant surpasses the old. Elizabeth is an image of the Jewish nation and its priestly temple. Mary is an image of the church. The old is gone, the new has come. Mary is young and vibrant and full of life. She is the new Eve who will bear him who gives life to the world. She is the one who will give birth to the seed who will crush the serpent's head. She had not known a man, for she was a virgin. For salvation comes not by the work of man, not by the natural order of this creation, but salvation comes as a gift of God, so that no one may boast. It is a gift of the Spirit to those who live by the gospel, not by the law. Life comes not to those who work, but to those who believe. And so Elizabeth and John are filled with the Spirit so they might point to the Son of the Virgin. The Old Testament, the Old Covenant, was filled with the Spirit, as was the Jewish nation and the temple and all that went with it, so it might point to the Son of the Virgin. For Jesus alone brings life that will have no end. In the house of Zechariah, the old and the new meet, the aged priest and the new priest who will establish an eternal kingdom. The old will not remain, but the new will, forever pure, forever holy, forever righteous, because the righteousness of this child will cover man. He is their purity. He is their holiness. He is their righteousness, who restores all to the image and likeness of God. So Mary is an image of the church, for the Lord has done great things for her, and the Lord has done great things for his church. What no man could accomplish, Jesus has. A new day has begun. A new life is given. The old served its purpose. The Jews served their role. But the new will reign forever. Blessed is Mary among all women. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, who live by faith, not by works, who love the new, not the old, who are born from the font, not from Jewish genealogies, who follow Jesus, not John. As Mary is a virgin, so the church is the virgin bride of Christ, not born of the will of man or the union of man and woman, but born from God, miraculously, in the font. In this child dwells all the fullness of the deity in bodily form, a body which continues to be formed in Mary's womb. The bread of heaven rests there, so that man might eat of his flesh and have life forever. It will never breed worms, it will never stink, it will never run out, for his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He is the one who keeps the Ten Commandments, so that you might have a righteousness which avails before God. He is the high priest whose dead staff sprouts new life for the world, a life that will have no end. For by his cross he wins this life, and by his word he gives it to the world. All that today rests in Mary's womb. The fulfillment of all things has come. So aged Elizabeth sings and John dances. The young maiden doesn't serve the old matron, but the old matron sings of the young virgin, and John serves Jesus. For the old must decrease, and he must increase. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.